Main Square. Directly opposite the presbytery, you can see a life-size statue of Saint John of Nepomuk. It was erected by the St. Pölten artist Peter Widerin in 1736 by order of Abbot Bertold Dietmeier. St. John of Nepomuk drowned in the Vltava River. His fall from the Charles Bridge in Prague is depicted in the relief on this plinth. He was venerated in the Baroque period as an aid against the dangers of water and was portrayed infinite times on paths and bridges. The water saint was revered in Melk with good reason. The great floods of 1501, 1787, 1862, 1897, 1899, 1954, 1975 and 2002 repeatedly brought destruction and terror to the towns and villages on the banks of the river. I will show you the high water marks on the old ship owner's house later. Why is the bridge saint standing here? It's quite simple. The Weierbach stream used to have an open channel across the church square, and there used to be a bridge right here. Later, the stream was built over, bit by bit. On the 6th of July, 1727, two fish ponds near Pervading were swallowed up by the Weierbach stream during a downpour. The water flowed to Melk with such force that it couldn't drain away from the narrow alleys. The terrible result, 26 people drowned. We saw the water level at the time earlier in the church. Do have a bit of a look around here on the main square. In former times, there was a weekly market every Tuesday, over there where the street widens. Our favourite annual market is, of course, no doubt you've guessed it already, the Kolomann Festival. There's still quite a celebration on the days either side as well. Can you see over there on the lower side of the square, there is the Café Central, previously the Café Schrammel. It was the first café of its kind in Melk. Anton Bittner was born in that building in 1819, a poet who has sadly been forgotten. He was a contemporary of Nestroy and wrote 80 farces and character pieces that were performed at the Theater an der Wien and in the Karl Theater.